The next federal election will be a two-way race for Courtenay Alberni, says current NDP MP Gord Johns, and the Liberal Party won't be a factor. Johns congratulated Mark Carney for winning the nomination as Liberal Party leader last weekend, replacing Justin Trudeau as Prime Minister. Carney will be sworn in as Prime Minister on Friday, March 14. The leadership change won't make a difference in central Vancouver Island when the expected election writ is dropped, which could happen anytime in the next week, Johns said. In this riding, it's a two-way fight between the Conservatives and the New Democrats for the last 50 years, he said. What I'm hearing from people is they can't count on these multimillionaires to get the things people actually need and what the NDP is fighting for, such as pharmacare, dental care, affordable housing, providing good-paying jobs for the hard-working families in our communities. Carney comes from the global elite, Johns added. Johns said the NDP is eager to see Parliament sitting again after it was prorogued when Trudeau stepped down in early January. The threat of tariffs from U.S. President Donald Trump and a looming trade war demands government debate and legislation from all parties, he added. What I'm hoping for is all leaders stand in solidarity to put forward a unified plan that puts people front and center. We need to be unified as a country, and I would hope Mark Carney brings that approach. It's trade war, a crisis about autonomy as a nation. It's absolutely critical the mudslinging stops. Johns is already positioning himself to defend his seat for a fourth term once the election is announced. He will be running head-to-head with Chris McNichol of Parksville, the Conservative Party candidate and a first-time politician. Right now we need people that are experienced, Johns said. This is not an entry-level job. The Courtenay Alberni Liberal Party Riding Association has not announced a new candidate for 2025. Susan Farlinger is still listed on the party's website as the candidate. Farlinger ran in the last federal election in 2021 and finished third in the riding behind Johns and Conservative Party candidate Mary Lee.